three? Party of three?
And just like that, the Sex and the City reboot has just tripped up on a sorry. When Sex and the City chose to go multi-culti Indian, they decided to make it a Diwali episode and have Sarah Jessica Parker in a resplendent sari. Except it wasn't a sari at all. It was an entirely different Indian outfit called a lehenga. More like a skirt, nothing like a sari. It's like trying to pass off a fisherman's beret as a cowboy Stetson, or peanut butter as hummus. Why would you do it? Arushi Sinha, who wrote about it for Vogue India, has one hypothesis.
I think I came to the conclusion that it was simply so as not to overwhelm their audience with, you know, too much Indianness. And I guess saris are much more in the popular English vernacular than lehengas.
But then if you are going to expand cultural horizons,
I think we can all stand to expand our vocabularies.
In the episode, Sarah Jessica Parker is going to a Diwali party. And her South Asian realtor friend Seema helpfully explains what Diwali is. In all my time in the US, if Americans were aware of three Indian things, they were tandoori, Diwali, and saris. Even Donald Trump's White House celebrated Diwali.
This ceremony signifies the triumph of light over darkness and good over evil.
Heck, decades ago when my mother was an immigrant in Europe, even then Westerners knew what a sari was.
They really admire saris. They said that's very graceful.
This is not the first time American mainstream serials have decided to spice up the ratings by going for an Indian. Film critic Asim Chabra remembers an Office episode where Steve Carell explains what Diwali is, and the infamous Seinfeld episode where the gang go to India for a wedding. He remembers.
Groom's father telling Elaine, if you go, don't use the bathroom because it smells. And George making this big deal about the fact that he spent 3 days in India and did not go to the bathroom.
But then giving offense was Seinfeld's USP.
But, you know, Seinfeld was, as a show, was supposed to offend every culture, every ethnicity, every race. Jerry could get away with making fun of Jews all the time.
By the way, Elaine wore a sari. This, on the other hand, comes with woke exchanges about whether a sari is cultural appropriation or cultural appreciation. Sinha says a white woman wearing a lehenga or a sari to a Diwali party she's been invited to is hardly appropriation. But it is cringe-inducing to hear the South Asian character having to reassure the white character about that.
Because so often the characters of color on this show appear as tokens, as if they exist only to sort of diversify the lead characters' lives or as mouthpieces to say things that only a person of color could say.
Instead of parsing cultural appropriation versus appreciation, the South Asian characters might have done well to tell the show's writer, actually, that's not a sari at all. In fact, there are characters in the episode who wear saris, real saris, and still the writers seem blind to the difference. Asim Chabra.
What I don't know is whether some of these actors feel that they can walk up to the writers and say, hey, listen, by the way, there's a slight change. Can you make? That's not a sari, that's a lehenga.
Some would say, what's the big deal? It's a love letter to South Asian culture. It's proof yet again that Indian culture is now part of the American mainstream. It's better than showcasing poverty, caste, or smelly bathrooms. But it's 2022. Americans can learn there's more to Indian outfits than a sari. If the writers of Sex and the City want to show off its multiculturalism, the first step is not to reduce that culture to the one thing you already know about it, Chabra.
I mean, they really make no effort to understand any other culture, any other way of life other than the way white people live in Manhattan.
Once they've had their sari versus lehenga spot the difference lesson, My mother can teach them that actually it's not just one kind of sari.
আমাদের বাংলার তাঁতের শাড়ি, টাঙ্গাইল শাড়ি, তাছাড়া আসামের সিল্ক, কাঞ্জিবরম তো চেন্নাইলি, বেনারসের তো বেনারসি, রাজস্থানের কোটা, বাংলাদেশের ঢাকাই.
But that's a whole nother 9 yards. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.
Diwali is a festival of lights. Let me tell you something. Tonight has been one crazy night. So put on your saris. It's time to celebrate Diwali. Everybody looks so jolly, but it's not Christmas, it's Diwali.